This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today it was law enforcement's turn at the 9/11 Commission. The bipartisan panel that's looking into what went wrong and what should be reformed heard from the FBI and the Department of Justice. The overarching questions for the witnesses: why wasn't more done more effectively to counter terrorism in the U.S., like the airplane attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon? Later in this hour, we'll hear from our reporters covering the commissioned hearings, and we'll hear from some analysts what they made of today's testimony. First, some excerpts from the more than 6 hours of statements and questions and answers.
Before any of the witnesses appeared, the commission executive director, Philip Zelikow, read from the staff's initial findings. Later in the day, those findings were characterized by one commissioner as an indictment of the FBI. This was the staff's conclusion as read by Zelikow.
From the first World Trade Center attack in 1993, FBI and Department of Justice leadership in Washington and New York became increasingly concerned about the terrorist threat from Islamic extremists to U.S. interests both at home and abroad. Throughout the 1990s, the FBI's counterterrorism efforts against international terrorist organizations included both intelligence and criminal investigations. The FBI's approach to investigations was case-specific, decentralized, and geared toward prosecution. Significant FBI resources were devoted to after-the-fact investigations of major terrorist attacks, resulting in several successful prosecutions. The FBI attempted several reform efforts aimed at strengthening its ability to prevent such attacks, but these reform efforts failed to affect change organization-wide. On September 11, 2001, the FBI was limited in several areas critical to an effective counterterrorism strategy that could prevent attacks. Those working counterterrorism matters did so despite limited intelligence collection and strategic analysis capabilities, despite a limited capacity to share information both internally and externally, despite insufficient training, an overly complex legal regime, and despite inadequate resources.
That's Philip Zelikow, executive director of the 9/11 Commission.
Then came Louis Freeh, who directed the FBI from 1993, early in the Clinton administration, until 2001, early in the Bush administration. Commissioner Fred Fielding asked Freeh about a request from the General Accounting Office that the FBI develop an analysis and assessment of the terrorist threat in order to help in allocating resources. According to Fielding, who was a Republican appointee to the panel, the CIA had to finish that job.
Was the FBI unwilling to do an analysis, or was it unable to do an analysis from 99, at least until you left?
Well, I don't think it was incapable of doing that. In fact, there were analyses that were made with respect to assessments, which were done in the context of the counterterrorism division, which was set up at about the same time. Did we have a deficiency with respect to analytical capability? Absolutely. I talked about that at appropriation hearings over many years. Most of the non-agent resources in our three-year request for 1,895 people were analysts. They were people who could perform strategic as opposed to tactical analysis for us and give us the type of strategy plans and disruption plans that we began to see actually in the spring and summer of 2001 in the FBI with respect to Al-Qaeda. But that capability was not there when I was director. We're in the process now of hiring 900 analysts, but that's 2004. It doesn't cover the gaps over many, many years.
The commission's chairman, a Republican, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane, put the central question to Freeh: given the FBI's shortcomings in counterterrorism, should the government even continue to try to reform the Bureau?
One of the questions that may be one of the most important that our commission is charged with is looking at the intelligence agencies and seeing whether any changes ought to be made. Now, I read our staff statement as an indictment of the FBI for over a long period of time. When I read things like that your 66% of your analysts weren't qualified, that you didn't have the translators necessary to do the job, that you had FISA difficulties, that you had all the information on the fundraising, but you couldn't find a way to use it properly to stop terrorism, And that's without counting, of course, the things that were gone at the same time, Ruby Ridge or Waco or the Wenho Lee case or the Hansen case or the lost laptops and firearms and all the rest. The present director, your successor, has a whole series of reforms that he is trying to put to make the agency work better. You tried reforms. You tried very hard to reform the agency. According to our staff report, those reforms failed. I guess my question to you is, looking at this director's efforts to reform the agency, can those reforms work, or should there be some more fundamental changes to the agency and the way we get our intelligence? Yeah.
Well, in response to that question, former FBI Director Free disputed Chairman Kane's characterization of the staff report as an indictment of the FBI. He urged improvements of the way the Bureau works, and he opposed a proposal that's been mentioned often, the creation of a new domestic intelligence agency.
I think that would be a huge mistake for the country for a number of reasons. One, I don't think in the United States we will tolerate very well what in effect is a secret, state secret police. Even with all of the protections and the constitutional entitlements that we would subscribe with, Americans, I don't think, like secret police, and you would in effect be establishing a secret police. Secondly, if you look at the models around the world where this has been tried, it hasn't worked very well, in my opinion. The other thing, it would take a long time to integrate. If the Homeland Security Department and 170,000 people to be integrated is going to take a couple of years, standing up a brand new domestic intelligence agency would take a decade, and we would lose very precious time at a very dangerous time for the United States.
It's former FBI Director Louis Free.
The commission also heard from Free's immediate successor, the acting director of the FBI in the summer of 2001, Thomas Picard. Former Congressman Tim Romer, a Democratic member of the panel, asked Picard about what he told senior figures in the Bush administration about counterterrorism and al-Qaeda.
Did you brief the Attorney General on terrorism?
Yes, I did.
And how many times did you brief him on terrorism?
After Director Free left the FBI, the Attorney General had me come in on June 22nd to meet with him, and he appointed me as the acting director of the FBI. And then on June 28th, I had a meeting with the Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, and I believe his Chief of Staff was in parts of that meeting, as well as Assistant Director Garcia from
the
FBI.
So what would you guess, Mr. Picard? How many times did you brief?
At least three times.
Three times. And what were the Attorney General's priorities with respect to terrorism? Was it a top-tier priority for the Attorney General?
It was a top-tier for the FBI. The Attorney General on May 10th issued budget guidance for us, and I did not see that as a top item on his agenda.
It's the FBI's acting director during the summer of 2001, Thomas Picard.
Attorney General John Ashcroft was the last to testify today, and he took issue with the statement Picard made in written testimony that after two briefings, Ashcroft didn't want to hear any more about terrorist threats.
I did never speak to him saying that I did not want to hear about terrorism. One of the first items which came to my attention, which I mentioned in my opening remarks, was the question of whether we wanted to capture or find and kill bin Laden. I carried that immediately to the National Security Advisor and expressed myself in that matter. When the Senate Appropriations Committee met on May the 9th in the summer of 2001, I told the committee that my number one priority was the attack against terror, that we would protect Americans from terror, and that I wrote later to them a confirming letter saying that we had no higher priority.
Attorney General John Ashcroft testifying today before the commission investigating the 9/11 terror attacks.